twinkle, like eyes of flashing teeth. Whose eyes are these that watch us so many light years beneath? It seems so very cold up there, so far from island Earth. We've wanted just to join them since the moment of our birth. There's aliens in our midst. 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 This friend of mine, he was 5 years old. He dressed up in his sister's clothes, and his daddy got so mad that he beat him with a rubber hose. But he grew up okay and made his way to junior high. And as things would happen, he fell in love, and he gave his ring to another guy. There's aliens in our midst. There's aliens in our midst. There's aliens in our midst. There's aliens.
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 473. I'm your host, Sid Sauter. We've got a special podcast for you this week, and this is my top tracks of 2018. On the website, you'll find my top 40 tracks with information about each of them, including videos you can watch, or even a Spotify playlist if you want to capture them all. But we don't have time for that on this podcast. It'll be about 3 hours long, and nobody wants to sit through a three-hour podcast. So instead, we're counting down the top 8 tracks of the year, and we just started there with number 8. That track is from Wussy from Cincinnati. The song is called Aliens in Our Midst, and that's from the band's album What Heaven Is Like that came out in May of last year. That song is actually a cover from the Twinkies, I believe, a California band from the mid to late 70s. This version, the production really takes it over. It's so enveloping, so wonderful. And that voice, oh, Chuck, just magical. Anyway, let's continue on here. We've got 7 more tracks to count down. Here is number 7. This is the Speedways with In Common With You.
We'll be right back. If it feels good, do it. Don't stop. 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 If it feels good, do it.
Welcome back to Too Much Rock Podcast number 473, where we're counting down the best tracks of 2018. In that set, we heard number 7, The Speedways, In Common With You. That's off of Just Another Regular Summer that came out in May on God's Candy Records. That is the project of Matt Julian. I'm told that he wrote everything, recorded it all, played one show, and then hung up that moniker. But I'm going to track down his other bands because the way those vocals strain as he goes into that anthemic chorus, oh, just delightful. Number six was Sloan's Don't Stop, If It Feels Good, Do It. That was off of 12, which came out on Yep Rock Records in April. That one is just pure joy, right? And then number five, we heard from Screaming Females with the song Glass House. That was on the All at Once album, came out in February on Don Giovanni Records. And that one, you just gotta love the tension on that one. The way that builds to a stomp, delightful. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty easy. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. At the end of the year, I look at all the tracks. I find the ones that I still want to hear, the ones that I still love, the ones I still know all the words to, and I want to keep hearing again and again. And I count them down. You can find them all on the Too Much Rock website. And in this podcast, I'm giving you my top eight. Let's jump back into the countdown. And this is number four, Color Me Wednesday with Boyfriend's Car.
I'm asleep. I think that I'm dreaming. I'm in your boyfriend's car. We're going 120 miles an hour.
Night. everything was going on. And I wanted so bad. Yeah, you wanted so bad. Well, I wanted so bad. I wanted so bad. Me and Bill were still in Bobby's basement. Now the midnight special is coming on. All those bands, well, they're rocking and rolling now. Everything was going on. And you wanted so bad. Yeah, we wanted so bad.
Lost in love to see what's going on. The world is turning, but I'm just not on. Too lost in love to see what's going on. The world is burning, but I'm just not on. Too lost in love.
Countdown continues with some wonderful tracks there. We heard number four song of the year, Color Me Wednesday. That was Boyfriend's Car with Counting Pennies in the Afterlife. Band put that out themselves back in May. And that one has been stuck in my head ever since May, especially the first 15 seconds, just in my head all year long. And I'm not complaining one bit. The number three track of the year was Paul Collins' Midnight Special. That was on his Out of My Head album, which came out in September on Alive Natural Sound Records. And that one, that's how music fans are made. And that's kind of how we feel about music. And man, the Midnight Special, remember when I was a kid. And then the number two song of the year, that was the Molochs with the song Too Lost in Love from their album Flowers in the Spring, came out in September on Innovative Leisure Records. And that one, I mean, it's just so simple and so pure and yet still so art. Anyway, that's how we ended up there. Before I reveal number one, let's go ahead and get some business out of the way. I'll let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 473, where we've been counting down the top tracks of 2018. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Twitter or Facebook at Sid Much Rock. Look at the concert calendar, a few things coming up. Not sure where you're going to spend tonight, New Year's Eve, but I think I might be at the Murder by Death show at Record Bar. Looking into 2019, we've got the Bralettes playing at Riot Room on the 2nd, on the 10th, Share Terror is in town at the Record Bar. On the 11th, William Elliot Whitmore coming back through at the Record Bar. The 14th, Insepharam is at the Riot Room. 18th, Bowie Tribute is happening at Record Bar, and the 19th as well. On the 21st, Corrosion of Conformity is playing at the Riot Room, so get your mosh on there. On the 25th, Hank Von Hell is at the Riot Room, former lead singer of Turbo Negro. That night is also Nan and the One Night Stands at the Brick. And then the 28th is Peter Murphy playing at the Truman. Looking at the website, a few things have popped up since the last podcast. I've got photos of the Voltaire show that featured Giant's Chair and the New Obsessives, a video up there as well, and photos and video of that Sluts, Other Americans, and Lover Girl show that happened a couple weeks ago at the Riot Room. More stuff coming up there as I pour through and start looking forward to the new year. Anyway, one last track for you here. We're going to end things with a track by Damon Gerardo, my very favorite song of the year. This one's called Percy Faith, and it's on the album The Horizon Just Laughed. Came out in May on Secretly Canadian. This track is just all enveloping. When this track plays, nothing else matters. I'm just lost in it, and I'm stuck with it for the duration of the song. I hope you feel the same way. I hope 2018 meant a lot to you, and I hope you heard some really good music, and I hope you'll visit the Too Much Rock website and see the top 40 tracks I've chosen, and if you don't see your favorite in there, let me know. Maybe I missed it entirely, and you'd be doing me a great service by filling me in on what I missed out. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next year.
Mr. Percy Faith, is your masterpiece complete? I'm in dire need of curing this headache. There are riots in the streets and we're still not on the moon. And I hear that you've been taken from the airwaves. Joseph Raymond Conniff, I am right here from Seattle, where they now have put a trademark on the rain. And having just arrived, I am staying by the airport. It was tough to find a room at the Hyatt Inn. Disguises, Bill Close taken hostage, Bill Loretta, these are my demands. I'll be selling Arizona to the next potential buyer who comes in from the north in search of sand. Mr. Alan Sherman, I am writing from the future, where the people never look you in the eye. And there is no need to talk, and the sidewalks they walk for you. I know everything and yet no one at all.